Nikki and DeMello for breakfast. 97.3 Coast FM.
Wake up. Do it. Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Coast FM.
Have you ever heard of a bike bus?
A bike bus? No.
It's where a communal group of riders pick up their classmates on their way to school. So you'd kind of ride as a big pack.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big thing overseas. I suppose it kind of reminds me a little bit of what you used to sort of do, you know, just on a smaller scale with your mates when you were riding to work back in or school back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is just a bit bigger and a bit more organised. And yeah, like I say, it's big overseas, but there's one group doing it to Lathlane Primary School. They've sort of got a bit of publicity around the fact that they're doing it. It just sounds like a really good idea.
It does. I mean, I guess it probably worked better back in the day or in like smaller communities when people weren't travelling very far. But I know a lot of people don't live, you know, within riding distance of school. So it's pretty hard to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a limited group of people that can get involved, I suppose.
But if you are, why not? It's not a bad idea as a thought starter. I mean, definitely. Obviously, you know, if you're travelling towns to get to your school, that's not going to be a thing. But there you go, a communal bike bus. It might be worth a thought. Might be something to talk about at your school and go, hey, who lives nearby? Who'd like to do this?
Yeah.
See, they're still having a crack at things in the city of Swan with that fire. That's sort of, well, watch and act, or it's certainly downgraded territory, but they're still working on it.
Yeah, I mean, the easterlies have been super strong this week. There's been no sea breeze to kind of blow it back the other way. Exactly. It just keeps on pumping that way. So hopefully some breezes change and they can get things under control.
Be exhausting work.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, days and days worth of work.
So. I know, and I feel so sorry. I know a few friends up that way have had to move, like, these are massive horse properties, like,
well, yeah,
like a lot of horses have had to be moved and, you know, everything. You just be sitting there waiting to get back in.
Exactly. Oh, well, hope everyone goes well.
Yeah.
And have they finally created the exercise pill, Nikki? Scientists say they've come up with a medicine that could mimic the physical boost of a workout, potentially treat conditions like obesity and muscle atrophy, could stave off age-related problems like dementia, heart failure and declining kidney function. All the things exercise is meant to do.
Give it to us immediately.
They've tried it on mice at this stage and it seems to work. It's the SLUPP-332, or I'm calling it the SLUP. Yeah. I mean, I think everyone's going to call it the SLUP pill. It's not aimed at the idle, but rather at those with conditions where you can't move and exercise. But then again, Ozempic wasn't aimed at people who wanted to lose weight.
Wanted to be skinny, but here we are.
And Viagra was developed to treat blood pressure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it works, you know people are going to use it.
Absolutely. So. And if it's anything to do with, weight loss.
Oh, my goodness.
People are going to go nuts for it.
And, there's every chance there'll be side effects. They talk about the side effects now with the Ozempic, but who knows what these could be. Uncontrollable sweating, memory loss, and if you stop taking it, your limbs fall off. But people would still be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, they'll be like, all right, well, I'll just do it until that happens then. Yeah,
I'll just have to keep taking it then, won't I? Anyway, we'll find out more. We'll listen with interest for SLUP 332. It's got a lovely ring to it.
SLUP drop.
Now, according to a recent study, jogging might be the reason you're angry.
Oh.
I knew it. I suspected. But while there's no doubt there are many health benefits to going for a run, a new study suggests that it can also make you angry because it's repetitive and boring.
Yeah, look, that's my issue with it.
Yeah, exactly. Researchers at Ohio State University who uncovered the findings suggest that while it is great for your health, perhaps taking up yoga or aerobics might be the go if you want to improve your mood.
Yeah, or like a sport.
Or, I mean, look.
Where you run in the sport
there
and
is
you're
that.
Thinking about something else other than I'm running.
Yeah, like how bad you are at the sport you're playing, possibly. Yeah. Or just eating ice cream. I mean, that always makes me happy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Does it make your body happy, though?
I think so. It sings.
Coast FM Scoreboard with Scotty Cummings.
That's right. Footy is on, people. And back to share his wisdom, former Eagle and current Goose, Scott Cummings. Is that fair?
Bit harsh?
I've been called worse.
Now, are you among
the... in the face.
Are you among the... Sorry, mate. I just thought I'd keep the bird theme going there. Are you among the 100,000 who became Tassie Devils supporters this week?
No. No, I'm not. But aren't they overcooking that one too? $10. $10 for a membership. Okay, no worries at all. But it is a good, it's a good sign, though, isn't it?
That, it is.
They're getting on board because they have to. They really have to unite the state because not a lot of people know that the north and south of Tasmania, they don't like each other. They don't talk to each other. Yeah, and Tasmanians don't travel. So there's not many people from Hobart that will go to Lonnie to watch a game of footy. And there's not many from Lonnie that will go down to Hobart.
God, what does it take to get from one end to the other? An hour?
Going in about 2.5. There were concerns. I mean, this is really a cheap one, but there were concerns that there was only going to be one family membership bought, but anyway, they managed to get 100,000, and cheap one.
You sold it as a cheap one, which is fair. We'll allow it.
I'm not declaring comedy gold here.
There's been similar two-headed jersey. I've seen that one as well.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
We got it out of the way.
Out of the system. It's all good. Well, it is a good sign, if nothing else.
Absolutely. It's a great sign and exciting times ahead, but it all kicks off tonight, doesn't it, at the MCG.
Saints and Collingwood.
Well, and I'll tell you, the Pies, 0-2. It's the first time in AFL history that the two grand finalists have been 0-2 to start the season. I tell you right now, for the Pies, they desperately need to beat St Kilda tonight because they've got Brisbane the next week, who are coming off this weekend's bye. They'll be freshened up and ready to go. St Kilda, it's Ross Lyon. You know, he plays a very defensive style. He'll try and lock the Pies down, but they're getting scored on so easily at the moment, Collingwood, and they've got to fix up their team defence. I'm going to stick with them, the Pies, to beat St Kilda at the MCG, and I'll be nervously watching to see how they go.
All right, because, it all hinges on your tattoo, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does.
Booking in a laser removalist.
I went through a lot of pain for this, and I'm just going to be laughed at.
Now, looking to the weekend, Dockers, they're taking on North on Saturday.
The winnable game. North were pretty good against GWS last week. They were better than Collingwood were the week before against GWS. And GWS are going to be absolutely in premiership contention. They'll, all things considered, and barring injuries, all that sort of thing. So North weren't terrible. This won't go all Freo's way, but I think last weekend was possibly one of the best wins I've seen from Fremantle in 5 years. Yeah, they got off to a shocker. They were flying Brisbane. But then there was about a 15-minute period in that second quarter where Fremantle were just under siege. And it was sitting at half-back, the ball. They just held and held and held. I think they allowed 2 points. And then they got it down the other end and scored, and the game turned on its head. So that 15 minutes of just tough, locked down, fight and scratch for everything you can get footy, turned that game around for them. They were fantastic. I expect them to beat North Melbourne in Marvel, but it won't all go their own way.
And look, there's not much hope for Eagles fans this weekend.
Well, you don't even need to say this weekend.
In general,
it's harsh, but
just in general, it really is. But it's you wake up the other day to the news of Oscar Allen, and you're going, you've got to be kidding me. After 8 to 10, he's their most important player. There's no doubt about that. And have him out for that period of time just changes everything for them. So now Jack Darling really has to stand up. I would have thought Jack Darling spot the team would be under pressure. If Oscar Allen was in the team, Ryan Marich has been waiting. He'll get his turn this weekend. But Jack Darling now has become the number one man. And it's not something he's ever been in his footy career. He's always been the second banana. And his form probably would be, does it warrant being the number one man? He needs to really step up now, Jack Darling, and that's the only hope they got. Elijah Hewitt's going to be out for an indefinite period of time too. He's going under surgery for his foot. It's just continually bad news at West Coast. But again, you just want to see that effort. You want to see the intent. They tried to play on quickly last week, but they just turned it over a bit too much and then got scored on easily on the turnover. So they can tidy up a few things there. I think that's what Eagles supporters want to see. They'll still turn up. They'll be there to support them, but they just want to see an effort. And I think they'll get one, but it won't be good enough to beat GWS.
I mean, no one wants to be the second banana, so
it'd
be great.
Every show's, every duo's got a first and a second banana. You guys talking amongst yourselves after I've gone where it all sits with you two?
Listen,
I think it's an on-air discussion. Too.
I've claimed the primary pineapple role. Bananas, that's a whole other story. So yeah. I guess we'll have to discuss that as we
can. I'll just leave that with you, and you can get back to me next week let me know where you finished up on it all.
Well, I'm B1. I've claimed B1.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. All right,
clearly, that leaves it where it is, which is an excellent point for us to say thank you, Scotty Cummings, and we'll catch you next week now that you've started a fight.
It's the hard-hitting questions I ask. Well, the best for that, too.
Now that you've started a fight between us, great to chat to you.
Nikki and DeMellows.
Riddle me this, riddle me that.
Riddle me this.
All right, here we go. It's riddle time, and JJ from Mandurah is here this morning. Hello, JJ.
Hello.
Now, we've got an awesome prize up for grabs tomorrow.
Yes.
Would this be shared amongst you and family members, or are you going to take this all for yourself?
I'm going to say it all for myself.
Good idea.
All right, so plus building blocks from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham on the line here. If you can solve this, you go in the draw, mate, so good luck.
All right. What is always in front of you but can't be seen?
Air.
Well, I mean, look, that's true.
Always in front of you, can't be seen. That's true, but it can be all around you.
True, it can be behind you as well.
Can't it?
I don't think this other thing can be behind you at the same time. So awesome.
JJ, I'm so sorry.
No joy, I'm afraid. You can try again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have a good day.
He's a little legend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Coast FM. Hello. Who's this?
Alice? Riley.
There we go.
I mean, it's very similar to Alice.
Very similar. All right, Riley. Come on, save us here. What's the answer?
Future.
Future.
It's always
in front of you.
But can't be seen.
Can't be seen.
It is the future.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nailed it. Great work, Riley. You are now in the draw. You could be winning that awesome prize from Sick Hobbies tomorrow.
Woo-hoo. Yay.
Nice.
Is that a question?
I think it was a question. Yay. I'm not sure.
Nikki and DeMellows, three things you need to know.
Just a little horror story to start things today. It is just over a week until Easter and the school holidays.
Goodness, that is a horror story, isn't it?
It is. It almost justifies some of this.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, there we go. We missed that since Halloween.
Yeah.
The Waffle is back next weekend, which is also coinciding with all of this stuff. That's Saturday the 30th, where Peel Thunder host East Frio in a grand final replay at Lane Group Stadium.
Awesome.
Should be a good match. March 21, today, International Colour Day. Oh. And there's really not much to it except celebrating colour. So
nice.
Go check out some art. Wear something bright. I've gone with that. I've gone all black again today.
Beautiful.
Or create something colourful today.
Yeah.
All these things are good options.
Paint that wall if you've been putting it off. Do it.
Plant some flowers.
Yeah.
On the food front, it is National Crunchy Taco Day.
Taco, I believe.
Sorry, yes, I'm sorry. And it's also Tiramisu Day today as well.
Wow, well, that's dinner sorted, isn't it? And dessert.
It's the International Day of Forests. It's World Poetry Day.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's World Puppetry Day. So let's go back and enjoy everyone's favourite puppets.
Bam, bam, bam. Yep.
Any of the ones from Sesame Street, really?
Hello.
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 Anyway.
So annoying, but I love it.
97.3.
Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed.
Go. Shop online at seagulls.com.au for Seagulls Outdoor Furniture, located at Mandurah, Home City, and shining a light on Hollywood again. Here's Nikki.
Thank you. The trailer for the Mad Max sequel, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is here.
Is it Italian? No?
So Furiosa was Charlize Theron's character in Fury Road.
Right.
This time round, Anya Taylor-Joy is playing her as a younger version. And our very own Chris Hemsworth will also star in this flick as a follow-up to the 2015 movie Mad Max Fury Road. Academy Award-winning director George Miller is once again behind this one with more than 30 years after he created the original Mad Max. This flick was filmed in Australia, as all Mad Max films have been, with the exception of Fury Road, because the desert flooded that year.
Really?
Yeah, all of it.
Otherwise, all of it. Well, where they wanted to film anyway. So besides that, all filmed in Australia. Here it is.
I want them back. Whatever you have to do, however long it takes, promise you'll find your way home. Protect the green place.
It's time to take control. Where are you going? So full of hope. There is no hope.
Oh, the Hemsworth accent is...
He is loving
iconic,
that role.
Isn't he?
Yeah, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is out in cinemas on the 24th of May, and it looks epic.
Mm.
Speaking of Aussie-filmed movies, a new trailer for Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt's new movie, The Fall Guy, has been released. From real-life stuntman-turned-director David Leitch comes this flick about a Hollywood stuntman fresh off an almost career-ending accident as he tries to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy, and try to win back the love of his life, all while still doing his day job. This one was shot in Sydney early last year. Here's the trailer.
He has fallen in with some shady people.
Just checking in on you.
And they're not going to like you sniffing around.
I'm just a stunt guy.
This is insane, man.
We got drugs, bad guys, and murder.
What's an ice crime?
Are you saying ice cream or ice crime?
Ice crime.
Okay, it's just with your accent, it's hard. I'm not reporting an ice cream.
Yes, no, I get that.
Okay.
Awesome.
The Fall Guy is out in cinemas from the 3rd of May. And Ariana Grande has performed some new songs from her album Eternal Sunshine on SNL. This is her song about her recent divorce, We Can't Be Friends.
Nice for a live version.
So good. Seamless. She looks really sad during it, though. So obviously the first time she's performed it live. But there you go. That one's on her album Eternal Sunshine, which is out now.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.